you can learn how to improve your home cooking skills, hear about the state of emergency rooms across the country, and listen to the details of an unsolved murder case all on the same platform through the same headphones, thanks to podcasts. And while many of us have found ourselves without a commute to work this year, podcast producers and networks were hard at work trying to fill our entertainment and information needs. We're having a conversation about podcasts, and we want to hear from you at 800-642-1234. What podcasts did you listen to this year? Why do you enjoy listening to them? Do you feel like you listen to more with more time at home, being socially distant? Or did that kind of chip in to your podcast listening? You can call now at 800-642-1234. You can also post on the Ideas Network Facebook page. Our guest is Jeremy Morris. Jeremy's an associate professor in media and cultural studies at UW-Madison. He's on a screening committee to recommend podcast titles for the Peabody Podcast and Radio Awards. Jeremy, welcome back to Central Time.
Hi, thanks for having me. Appreciate it.
Earlier this year, we asked our listeners and our coworkers to name something that they missed from life before the pandemic. And so many people mentioned that they missed commute time, which is a time when a lot of people turn to podcasts. How has this pandemic affected our listening habits this year?
Yeah, that's a great question. I think it really depends on the situation that you're in. I think if you follow some of the like industry reports, it seemed like right after the shutdown in March, there was kind of a drop in podcast listening, but then it kind of steadily inched back up. And again, there were certainly enough things going on that there was need for shows to come up. So you see a lot of new kinds of shows arise as well, you know, shows to keep your kids busy during the day, shows to, you know, give you your latest information on COVID and things like that. So, you know, it's one of those things where podcasting, I think, is a fairly flexible and adaptable type of media. And so, you know, you see a bunch of new shows arise and you see a bunch of new purposes being put to it. In terms of how it's affected our listening, I think, again, like I said, it really depends on your situation. Some people probably found themselves, like you were asking in the questions, right, with a lot less time on their hands because of what they had to do at their homes. Other people maybe found themselves with a bit more time.
You mentioned that some podcasts have created brand new content that's popping up to meet our entertainment needs. We also saw some longstanding podcasts switch content to appeal to our pandemic lives, like the podcast Death, Sex, and Money, with this episode where they shared listener stories of loss.
A few weeks ago, we asked you, what has 2020 taken from you?
I mean, everything. It's a turd fest.
I've lost travel opportunities.
I lost my home.
My libido.
My cat, Cinder, to old age.
2020 took from me a normal wedding.
It's also the year I'm saying goodbye to my dreams of becoming a parent.
In July, I lost my uncle, Jorge.
This year, my sense of identity and any feeling of forward progress really has been taken from me.
Jeremy, what do you see in podcasts when it comes to bringing us together or recognizing that we're all having a shared experience?
Yeah, that's a great question. And it's a really interesting thing because we don't normally think of podcasts as being, you know, as interactive as, say, radio, right? Like you put the podcast together and you broadcast it. But podcasts have been increasingly relying on social media and on things like Death, Sex, and Money are doing there, right? Call us, let us know, and we'll build an episode around it, right? So it gives this sense of, collective, in this case, collective kind of grieving. I heard a similar type of episode with This American Life, except they did the opposite, right? They decided to do a deep dive on the concept of delight and what are the things that we get joy from, right? So even if these things are not necessarily directly responding to the pandemic, they're sort of, you know, like, how can we all process this situation that we're going through together?
UW-Madison Associate Professor Jeremy Morris is on a committee to recommend podcast titles for the Peabody Podcast and Radio Awards. We're going over some of the best listens, the best ideas coming from podcasts in 2020. You're welcome to join this conversation at 800-642-1234. What is in the lineup for your podcasts? Maybe you used to have a favorite that you listen to all the time, and it just hasn't fit into your life the right way during the pandemic. Give us a call. Let's talk about it at 800-642-1234. We have Brian from Green Bay on the line. Hey, Brian.
Hi there. How's it going?
Good. What's on your list?
So I've actually been listening to a funny and lighthearted Dungeons and Dragons based podcast called The Adventure Zone by the McElroy brothers. And it's helped keep our spirits kind of aloft in the house. It's funny, it's witty, and like I said, it's lighthearted. It's not maybe the Dungeons and Dragons high fantasy that people may imagine it may be if they're not used to it. And the cast of characters is something that has a kind of a fan following that I've gotten accustomed to.
Oh, how interesting.
To listening to.
Yeah, hey, Brian, what if you're not big into Dungeons and Dragons and you only have a superficial understanding of it? Is it accessible to everybody, or do you have to be a super fan?
Completely accessible. I was actually put onto it by a cousin, and I was not a Dungeons and Dragons person at all. It was just something that became an extended story in the fantasy realm that allowed me to understand, okay, you know, kind of like Lord of the Rings, there are wizards and gnomes and elves and barbarians and that kind of thing. And okay, I kind of get what's going on here. And it was just surrounded by a lot of humor that the hosts are able to put into the podcast. So I stuck all through it up till the current day.
How neat. Hey, Brian, thanks so much for that call at 800-642-1234. And Jeremy, Brian's saying, you know, there's content I didn't necessarily seek out on my own, and I'm finding a lot of joy in it.
Yeah, and I think that's what's so wonderful about podcasts is that there are these, like, there's so many niches that people are filling. And some of it is definitely things that anybody can get into, right? So you might not necessarily think of yourself as somebody wanting to follow Dungeons and Dragons, but you can be kind of swept away in this thing, especially if it's done with humor. And that show Brian recommends is one that's been recommended to me several times as well. But I found that with audio fiction in general, I never thought I would really enjoy audio fiction. And I came across a podcast called The Truth by somebody who had recommended it. And just, you know, the acting in it is so good. The stories they tell are so interesting that you just kind of get swept away in what's going on. So, you know, whether that's, you know, a cooking podcast, whether that's a kind of crime podcast, there's just all these different kind of niches that you can find out about, which is one thing I just love about podcasting.
You know, you mentioned crime podcasts. You've noticed an increase in the kind of podcasts that are solving somewhat mundane mysteries, like an episode of the podcast Reply All called The Case of the Missing Hit. Talk more about that.
Yeah, and I shouldn't say that I noticed it. It was I think this was an observation on Hot Pod, which is a podcasting newsletter. But they were talking about, you know, the rise in these shows that are all about kind of trying to solve these really, really small specific details. So this one, Case of the Missing Hit, is probably like a really great example of that genre. But it's this guy who's had a song from the 90s stuck in his head and he can't figure it out. And so the podcast host steps in and together they kind of try and track back. And they go to extreme lengths to figure out what this song is. But there are a whole bunch of shows like this. You know, there's one, Whatever Happened to Pizza at McDonald's. So somebody's trying to track down why pizza at McDonald's is no longer a thing and based a whole podcast around it. There used to be a show a few years ago called Mystery Show, which was all around kind of solving these strange and random mysteries. So there's kind of an interesting, playful, fun element to this where it's just like, you know, how can we take something so mundane, yeah, and make a big mystery around it.
We are talking with Jeremy Morris, an associate professor in media and cultural studies at UW-Madison, and we're talking about listening to podcasts in 2020. We want to hear from you at 800-642-1234, or you can go ahead and post on the Ideas Network Facebook page. We've got Reggie from Oshkosh who wants to join the conversation. Hi, Reggie.
Hi, how's it going? Thanks for taking my call.
Yeah, no problem. What's on your mind when it comes to podcasts?
So as a truck driver, you know, I'm one of the lucky few who actually is still working more, if anything else. But if I'm not listening to NPR, I listen to podcasts. And one of my favorites is called the Misfits Podcast. It's 18 plus, just to put that right out front. But there are YouTubers who, you know, have gone through, you know, becoming famous, you know, as far as YouTubers go and all of that. And then through their whole progression, they talk about experiences they have together and all sorts of things. And it's just super entertaining and funny and, you know, throw it out there for people who like video games and all that great stuff.
Very cool. Thanks for sharing that with us, Reggie. And Jeremy, when I hear that, I think about this concept that podcasts are kind of a place now where you're seeing more names you might recognize, especially as hosts. This is a place where you're finding more celebrities having conversations, or even a place to launch a career from podcasts into different media.
Yeah, it's definitely, you know, come a long way. I mean, if we think about kind of early podcasts in the 2000s, you know, it seemed at the time it was largely kind of, you know, anybody who picked up a mic and was able to have an internet connection, and it wasn't necessarily kind of an industry around it. And that has certainly changed since Serial, since kind of the mid 2010s. We've seen a lot of people, a lot of traditional media business get into it. So yeah, you're seeing a lot of things like you're talking about. It's almost now a pipeline for talent. Comedians obviously using it heavily as a way to kind of reach audiences. But you also see TV networks kind of looking to podcasts for where the next kind of show idea might come from. I think next year we're going to get a TV version of the podcast Song Exploder, which I'm really interested about. It's a podcast I love. If anybody's ever listened to it, the host kind of takes an interview with somebody who wrote a song, and they break it down. In, you know, what was the writer thinking as they were writing this? It's just a really neat deep dive into kind of one specific song. But yeah, so they're turning that into a television show on Netflix. So I'll be interested to see how that transition works. But you're seeing that kind of thing happening frequently.
We actually have a listen to the band Sylvan Esso talking about their song Coffee on that podcast.
Yeah, it was an old beat of mine.
Yeah, and I got attached to it because of the bell noises in it.
You know the company Little Tykes? They make like toys for kids. They had a xylophone toy that you didn't hit with a stick. It was like had piano keys. So that's me playing that.
So just a neat mix there. What makes it so good? Why do you think it might catch the eye of those TV folks?
Yeah, that's a great question. I mean, I'm very curious to see how it turns into a kind of visual series. I mean, I think for music lovers, there's a lot in the show. And I think if you're trying, like Netflix, to try to increase your audience and see what kinds of shows you can bring to the market, I think kind of doing something about music specifically is a really interesting thing. And I think obviously those interviews with people like Sylvan Esso, right? Like people want to hear those stories. They want to know where the songs came from. So I think it, you know, again, that's part of what I love about the show. I'm very curious, you know, because my attachment to it is a very audio-based attachment. I'm very curious to see what they do when, you know, when you can see those interviews happening, when you can see how it maybe see the musicians actually playing that Little Tykes piano, you know, how that's going to change the mood of the show.
That specifically is a great visual. We've got Jeff and Trevor on the line. Hey, Jeff.
Hey, I wanted to plug two podcasts that I've been listening to this year. Can you hear me?
Yes, go ahead.
Okay. One is called Wood Talk and one is called We Built a Thing. And these, with all the time at home, these are both podcasts that are kind of geared towards folks who are DIYers and woodworkers and like to make things for themselves. And both of these have helped me kind of take my hobby of liking to do stuff for myself around the house and actually turn it into something where I've actually sold some woodworking projects this year. Really because of the information that I've learned, you know, from these guys. And, you know, them sort of pointing towards videos they have on YouTube and that type of thing.
All right. Sounds great. Jeff, thanks for sharing that with us. And not only, Jeremy, is Jeff interacting more with the podcast like we talked about a little bit ago, but Jeff's making a little bit of money.
Yeah, that's great. And it's, you know, I love that there's, again, you know, it's just a sort of this way you start maybe passively engaging in something you're interested in, and then it becomes something that you get like, oh, hey, I could build on these skills a little bit more, right? So using podcasts as a kind of how-to, I love hearing these listener stories, right, about like the ways in which people fit podcasting into their lives. And I think that's really been brought into kind of like stark consideration this year, right? Like, do you use it to keep you company on a long commute? Do you use it as something to like, okay, I need to build a new skill here. I want to develop something. So there's all these ways in which this format fits into your life.
We're talking about podcasts with UW Madison Associate Professor Jeremy Morris, and we're going over some of the best listens of 2020, not necessarily even new in 2020, but things that we've enjoyed or that have made a difference in our lives this year. You're listening to Central Time here on the Ideas Network. Jeremy, one way people do use podcasts is for information. I've struggled a little bit when dealing with those daily podcasts. Like, I appreciate the news updates and I feel compelled to listen to them. And at the same time, sometimes I just can't quite push myself to do it. And that also kind of connects with Twitter and Facebook dealing with misinformation. And so, you know, podcasts are kind of up against that too. What about the news piece of podcasts?
Yeah, and you know, that's it's certainly a tricky thing. You mentioned other social media. Podcasting is certainly not immune to, you know, one of the great things about podcasting is that everybody can grab a mic, or in theory, everybody should be able to grab a mic and kind of produce something. But that also means that you get people who are doing podcasts that may have, you know, questionable material in it, factually incorrect stuff, stuff that is hateful, stuff that is all these other kinds of things that platforms are now, like Facebook, being scrutinized about as well. So you've seen a lot of that this year, especially around some of the COVID misinformation stuff. There was a controversy just a few weeks ago with Joe Rogan. Joe Rogan's moved his podcast to Spotify exclusively and had Alex Jones on one of the podcasts, and some of the content there was sort of misinformation about COVID. So these platforms are having to react now and say, okay, you know, we didn't used to really regulate podcasts before. Is this something we need to start paying a lot more attention to? So, I mean, Apple's always had its kind of policies governing content, but I feel like in the last 4 or 5 years, they've certainly had to start thinking about what their policies are a little bit more clearly, because trying to articulate that to both their listeners and to their podcasters is becoming increasingly important. Hmm.
Sam from Sturgeon Bay wants to talk with us now. Hi, Sam.
Hi, thanks for taking the call. I'm in the car with my kids. I got 3 boys, 9, 7, and 4, and they have their own podcast they're really into. They really like Brains On.
Right.
They like Around the World, and a particular favorite's Circle Round from WBUR out of Boston. What if there's any other kids podcasts you've heard of that you think they might be into? Thanks.
Cool. Thanks for sharing, Sam. Wow in the World, Brains On, those podcasts. Jeremy, any other kids podcasts that Sam should look into?
Well, I'll say my kid's favorite of all the ones that we listened to together was a few years old, but the Unbelievable Disappearance of Mars Patel, or the Inexplicable Disappearance of Mars Patel. So that was a great one for them. And then we just started last year listening to this one called 6 Minutes, and it's a podcast that is in 6 minute format. It's an audio fiction story, a kind of sci-fi story. A kind of mystery, and it takes place in 6 minute shows. So as a parent, it maybe gets a little bit annoying because you hear the start of the show every 6 minutes, but it's well worth a listen. The kids loved it. And they actually did a COVID specific one called Remy's Life Interrupted, which was talking about, you know, I haven't listened to it other than the prologue, but it seems in that same kind of vein. So yeah, I'd recommend those two. And thanks for the Circle Round recommendation. I just read that one the other day too, and I have to share that with my kids.
Awesome. Thanks again, Sam. We really appreciate you talking with us and offering those, asking your question. Jeremy, taking a look at all of these podcasts being declared the best of 2020, what do you think makes a good podcast versus not as good?
Oh, gosh. I mean, that's a huge question. You know, I really do think it sort of depends on what people's own preferences are there. I think I have a real soft spot for kind of amateur independent podcasts, but some people will only listen to things that are really meticulously produced, right? I tend to like some audio fiction now that I've sort of invited into my life. I didn't realize how much I enjoyed it, but other people, you know, you play it for them and they're just like, nope, can't do it. Like I can't believe the characters as much as if I was watching them. But, you know, I think at the heart of it is a good story. You know, I mean, the case of the missing hit, that Reply All podcast that we were talking about, whether or not you recognize the song, like it's built on this hook, which is just like you have to know what the song is by the end of the podcast. And the stories, you know, whether it's a story about that, you mentioned Death, Sex, Money, almost all of those shows, the story is the central feature.
Jeremy, we really appreciate your recommendations and helping us break down the year in podcast. Thanks for joining us.
Yeah, thanks so much for having me.
Jeremy Morris is an associate professor in media and cultural studies at UW-Madison. He's on a screening committee to recommend podcast titles for the Peabody Podcast and Radio Awards. And he talked with us about the year in podcasts.